Blog Talk Radio.
Still a friend of mine, always still a friend of mine. Still a friend of mine, always still a friend of mine. Still a friend of mine, always still a friend of mine. Still a friend of mine, always still a friend of mine. Still a friend of mine, always still a friend of mine. Still a friend of mine, always still a friend of mine. Still a friend of mine, always still a friend of mine. Still a friend of mine, always still a friend of mine. Still a friend of mine, always still a friend of mine. Still a friend of mine, always still a friend of mine. Still a friend of mine, always still a friend of mine. Still a friend of mine, always still a friend of mine. Still a friend of mine, always still a friend of mine. Still a friend of mine, always still a friend of mine. Still a friend of mine, always still a friend of mine. Still a friend of mine, always still a friend of mine. Still a friend of mine, always still a friend of mine. Still a friend of mine, always still a friend of mine. Still a friend of mine, always still a friend of mine. Still a friend of mine, always still a friend of mine. Still a friend of mine, always still a friend of mine.
Hello, hello, and welcome to an evening session of Deliberate. You know what, y'all? That sounds so good. Still a friend of mine. I think I'm going to do that one more time. Check it out. Just listen to it.
Oh,
tune into tonight's show to liberate. You know, tonight's show is all about broken relationships, all about relationships, good, bad, ugly. You know, our relationships are our relationships, be they with, you know, our fathers, our mothers, our sisters, our brothers, uncles, aunts, cousins, co-workers, partners, friends, etc. These are all relationships. And actually, we are in a relationship with every one of these people. Now, you know, relationships are tools of development in some way or another. Some of these relationships can be very volatile, and some of them can be loving. And I guess our responsibility as participants in these relationships is to try to find a balance. You know, now, for me, for instance, it's real important that I find a balance in my relationships, the relationships that I have with everybody, be it my friends, family members, co-workers. I really strive for the balance. And then I have a lot of people that may say, what is a balance in a relationship? Well, it's give and take. I think that whenever a relationship, and these are my personal opinions, and of course I see a few callers on the line. I want to welcome y'all this evening and hope that you participate in the show. And if you just want to listen, I'm all for that too. I'm just glad that you're here and joining us, because we're talking about relationships and finding a balance in them. Again, for me, that is very important. The give and take of a relationship, not being always the receiving end, and not having the balance on the giving end. These are components that help develop, you know, I think ourselves in our relationship. Now, for me, for instance, I've had relationships that were built on lies, crazy, hurtful, not realistic expectations. A lot of times with me being a perpetrator of these lies and betrayal and crazy behaviors, and a lot of times being on the receiving end. So in one sense you can say, oh yeah, that's a balance, but it's not a healthy balance. Okay? So what I, in my opinion, as we have these relationships, because, you know, even having a relationship with yourself, okay, how you treat yourself is part of a relationship. And the song that opened the show tonight I thought was so powerful, because if you're still a friend of somebody's after all that you've been through and after all that you've seen and all that you've done, and that goes to show you that that's a relationship that can be salvaged. Okay, because we got some relationships out here that cannot be salvaged at all. You know, and I'm just hoping like some of my home girls call in, you know, because I see it, like, again, a few numbers lighting up on the switchboard now. I'm glad to see y'all. Welcome to the show tonight. And again, we real loosey-goosey here, and we talking about relationships. And what I really would hope that we will get out of this is that everybody could be honest and open and just be like, hey, look, this is what I want out of a relationship. This is what I'm getting out of a relationship. This is what I'm not satisfied with in the relationship. So, you know, whether, again, they're with family members, whether it's with children, whether it's with your coworkers, your father, sister, brother, uncle, aunt, we have to work hard to have balanced, healthy relationships. Because for me personally, if it ain't like that, I don't know if I can stand it, because I got enough stuff on my own to not, you know, to be trying to deal with, you know, something that's not balanced. Again, I want to be the receiver as well as the giver. I don't think that there's a good balance when, you know, it's all going one side. So, you know, in my opinion, if you want your relationships to be other than the ones I said I had, the ones especially that were built on crazy, hurtful, and betrayal lies, well, then you won't have to show up different than that. And I think at that point, I was at a stage in my life where I was showing up, and I had a lot of hurt and a lot of craziness going on inside of me. So that's how I showed up in my relationships, you know. And then I would meet people that would show up just as crazy. And then together, we'd make a crazy stew. Now, if the shit was balanced in the craziness, well, then it would have been a workable plan. But see, 9 out of 10 times, it's really not. At least not, it never happened in my case. And I think that song, Friend of Mine, kind of alluded to that a little bit. Oh, I see one of my girls on the line. I want to see if I can get through and just see if my caller is on the air or if they want to be. Line number 2. Caller, are you there?
Caller, hello?
Hey, is it?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you good.
You're talking so nice about these relationship with these assholes. I have a man from hell. I have a dog from hell and kids from hell. Sometimes you just have to let go. And I'm that one ready to let go, but can you help me? I don't know what to do. They don't want to let go. I do. Some of these relationships ain't worth saving, like this one here. They just dogs. They stupid, just ignorant, just men from hell.
Now, girl, listen. Just hang on in there, girl. Let's see if we got another call, if they want to join us or if they just listening. I'm going to find out. Just hold on. Hold on, caller number 2. Let's see. Caller number 1 from the 358 area. Are you just listening or would you like to comment as well?
Yeah, I would like to make a comment on that. because I was one of... Hello?
Go ahead. We here.
Yeah, I was one of the ones that was the... was always the giver, and I always believed in giving. But I'm 51 years old, and I'm a black male. But as I got into realizing all the hurts and lies, and it's lies built on lies and all that, I realized that relationships is good. But one thing I think, and I'm going way back in my childhood of understanding, you know, that a lot of times our parents didn't teach us how to have a relationship and what to expect out of a relationship, you see. And so you become the giver because giving is really healthy, but you should learn to be able to deal with a person that knows how to give as well and receive as well. But, you know, just like the other caller talking about, she got a man that he's a dog and all. See, that's that behavior that they have not learned that to give and to receive and to respect. And, you know, with all the things that's going on in this country, and it shows us how to be selfish, it shows us how to be mean, and just... it's very hard for you to understand, and I'm just coming back from just a child, what a relationship and how to form a relationship, you know, even if my mother just raised me and we had 5 brothers. And, you know, we didn't know how to be respectful to one another as siblings. And so we go out into the world. I ain't trying to talk because I could probably talk for hours. Uh-huh. And I know you only got a short time. But I'm just saying those are some of the things that you need. I've learned how to know how to have a relationship and what to expect because I was the one that felt that giving is an important part of relationship. But I never understand that I should expect the person to give to me as well as I give to them. And I didn't understand that. You see what I'm saying? I didn't understand that. So, you know, I was the one that, you know, the old saying, they say, if you find a dog or if you find somebody, knock them in the head over and over. If they come back, knock them again. Well, that's the world kind of way. But, you know, There still is good people out here, but it's very hard to find it. But I think you have to set some standards in your life and before you go out into all these relationships. I understand that.
That's very interesting. Caller.
I'm on the phone.
Caller number two.
Not right now. It's a bad
time.
Yes.
Are you still there, number call? Okay, great, great. I was hoping I didn't lose you.
I had some distractions. I have some distractions, you know. When you're talking about relationships, some people be so rude, and not in my house, but some distractions out there. But that's what I was just saying, you know.
And with caller number two, now see, caller number two does just share some information about being in a relationship, and it sounds to me that she feels like that she is the same thing, the only person given. Just like what you just founded upon, a lot of times when you feel like you're the only person giving, you just feel wore out because it has to be both ways. Am I right with that, caller number two? Is that, did I kind of...
Yes, I agree 100%. Yes.
And this shit got to stop. I mean, honestly. And the only way it's going to stop is that we demand from ourselves first. Just say, listen, I deserve for somebody to give me as well as I want to give. Because when you got, I haven't checked with these other two callers just yet. Or maybe they just want to listen because they haven't put their hand up, but that's okay. I'm glad that you're here. And if you just want to listen, you know, thank you. I'm glad that we all can be open and honest about our relationships because, see, relationships take up a lot of energy. And the thing with me is a lot of times when you invest so much time in a relationship, I always want to be on the end of say, you know, I invested so much time, I don't want to throw in the towel. Now, that's me, okay? Sometimes, you know, but now if it gets to the point where I just lost Khadija, I just lost me all the way, and I don't know who I am anymore, and I can't, you know, and I feel like I'm more like entrapped, then I start wanting to find breathing room. You know, that might be the difference. You know, I don't know if that's the same for you, caller number one, or, you know, caller number two, you know, because everybody got a breaking point. You know, for me, I think I can hang on a little bit when I've invested some. I don't know if that's the right answer, but I think I'm more willing to, you know, I guess being the endless, the hopeless, how you say it, the hopeless, and I won't say hopeless romantic, but the hopeless person that holds on at times. Maybe at times, sometimes when I should let go, I've learned that about myself. But I really try to...
Well, that's the hard thing. I think that's a hard thing. The let go is a hard thing, okay?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Be in a relationship, and I don't care if it's if your mother, your father, your brother, stuff. All of them emotional things is when is the time to let go? Okay. When is the time to let go? How much damage you going to do, allow yourself to go through before you have to let go? Is it a relationship where you both willing to work at it fairly.
Right, okay.
You know,
okay.
So, you know,
okay. Well, you know
how could you do it? Yeah. Levels of stage are you at in terms of saying, okay, I think I can, this is worth solving, this is worth working together, or I'm just going to...
Well, what do you think? Okay, what would be the criteria for you then, as a man, I would say, that would allow you to say, I will continue on working with this person? What would be your criteria if you were in a relationship with a person and you've been in it for a long time? Because I have a very volatile relationship with my mother, and it is extremely, and the older I'm getting, it's getting worse. Now, you know, how do you say to your, you know, you don't, you at some point where it's not like you can say, I'll never want to see this person again. And I'm sure there are some situations where people may say that. I'm saying for me, that might not work. So I have to practice detachment from this person, you know, because our relationship is so extremely volatile, you know, to the point where there's never a time where we can start off real lovingly having a conversation, and then we end up at each other's throats. So, see, that's one relationship that I know I cannot, that has been with me forever.
Right.
But at the same time, it's a relationship that's very volatile, you know, and I know it's not going to, you know, I mean, I shouldn't say I know it's not going to change. It hasn't changed thus far, you know.
Right.
And all I do is keep praying on the situation that it does change, and I have to focus on me. Now, when I'm in a relationship with a significant other, I don't think, you know, well, there's times that you're even drugged through that same type of drama with a significant other because you do want to keep a relationship. You know, kind of like with your parents, you probably figure they'll always be around, you know, even though that's not true. But that relationship, you know, you're always connected. But what about when it's a personal relationship? I think that you touched on a good point is, wow, if two people are not willing to change or are not willing to grow, then what do you do? Because those are the ones that affect our lives because we want to have companionship. You know what I'm saying? So we do
but
a lot
with
of crazy
shit. With the personal relationship, I think, you know, because I've been analyzing all mine, okay, you know, by the time you get in your 50s, you probably, most people at that age have probably been into more than probably three relationships,
okay,
from their time. I'm just getting the bare minimum, okay. I would think, I'm thinking now at my age is like, how much time, you know, we do it, we don't do it like we should in terms of what you want out of a relationship, you know, is this person beneficial to you in terms of is they doing something, is they taking care of what they should, and is it just a real healthy thing for you to be in? Now, you got to realize that before you get into the relationship, whether I didn't, and I'm thinking a lot of people else didn't look at that. They just look at what their eyes and whatever lust they have inside of them, and they say they are the candidate. But that's not how you go into a relationship, because you got to look at that, you know, it's like a honeymoon period. You're going to have that. And you got to make sure this person got the things that y'all compatible, y'all agree on things. Now, if you see something that look really good to you and you say, they say they want to be in a relationship with you, you say you want to be in a relationship, but you see y'all for like night and day. Now, you know that ain't going to, you both ain't agreeing. So you know you need to hit it and get out of it if that's what you want. You can't sit up there and say, well, we're going to work on all these, because when all them skeletons come out there, you ain't going to be able to handle it. And they probably ain't going to be able to handle you. So that's what I found out myself is that how do we know how to go and how do we go into a relationship? Do we know what to do when we have an intimate relationship? Do we know how to deal with our siblings? And when we just come into the world, we don't know that. You know, they don't teach us that stuff in school. You know, so then then you just have to learn it through mistakes, trials and errors. And that's what you learn. If unless you got some good counseling and get some good psychiatrists and some support group and all that, you know, people don't have that.
Okay.
Most people don't have that. And that's what we should, because we, you know, like they say, history just
can drive you crazy. They can drive you crazy as well. Would you agree with that, caller number two? Would you agree with that? That relationships can't, excuse me, that we invest so much time that they can kind of drive us cuckoo to a degree?
Yes, 100% I do. Yes, I do agree.
She said 100%.
What?
Yeah, some of them just, wow, like mine. I throw in the towel. I surrender.
How long have you been in this relationship?
How long you been in this relationship that you
20 had? Years. Too long.
20 years. Too long.
20 years.
So you throw the towel in already, huh?
I give up. I had a friend who passed away. She said, look, don't give up. Give out. Right now, I give up. I'm tired.
Yeah.
I can't do it no more. Whatever. I'm tired. I'm 50 years old. Menopausal, I'm just through. I'm losing my mind, my eyesight, my everything that goes with 50. I can't do it no more.
We all got that. I don't know how old is that person. I know I'm 50, and I can tell you about 20 things going on with me. So that's the case. We definitely can't be in no relationship at 50, and we got some people that's bringing all kind of stresses. You can get ready, pick out your casket then, you know. You better off being by yourself.
Get me a bird. They don't talk back, at least. A parakeet or something, you know, and I'm probably fine with that. Man is not one of them.
A man ain't one of them, huh?
A fish, a bird, not even a dog. That's a man's best friend. They straight from here, dogs, and just like they from outer space, too.
So you sound like you really kind of fed up with males. Is that the case? Or just your male, the one you in. Because you'd have told us all men in one boat. You said they dog.
That was a good, that's very important.
You just finished with all men?
No.
You just finished
not
with
all,
just
right young? Now. Right now, no, not all. Right now, this one. And then I just want some time for me. I want to do me.
Well, that's understandable.
I'm not saying that, I just want a bird. Someone come in, I can sit and talk to the bird, and I don't have to worry about them talking back to me. It's flip mouth, it's crazy mouth. You know, I can just talk to the bird and I can go to bed. Maybe he'll understand, maybe he don't, but.
It sounds like caller number two that got to her wits end.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to talk to the bird. She really had a bird that she can just talk to. Even though I'm laughing, y'all, and I don't mean to be dumb.
It's not about the cage and he can fly away.
I don't really mean to be taking her situation lightly, you know, but that is, I think about that Robin Harris. There was that comedian, and he said that comment, and I'll never forget it. And then, even though it was horrible, I think he had one of the biggest laughs that he ever said. He said, "Man, sometimes I come home and I be praying that the ambulance is just taking my wife up out the house somewhere." And I said, "Oh my God!" But then I start cracking up. See, you know, and I'm thinking about how many times, and maybe not as drastic as the ambulance. But how many times have people been in a relationship with somebody? And it's not like, you know, nobody got a gun up to our head. But we holding on because we forgot how to let go. Mm. And then, like you said, Tommy, it is very difficult, you know, to let go. So, and then you're in a situation where now you're like, I don't feel like going home today. You know, and so that those are the times when you got to say, okay, something's got to give. But you don't know how to make it give. See, because, you know, either way it go is painful. You know, and you know, as human beings, you know, we try to avoid the pain, right?
Right.
That's what it seems to me. Who want to just say, I'm just going to go get my damn heart broke? But there come a time when you start counting up the cost. You know?
Right.
As a matter of fact, I want y'all to hear this. Because this is teed up to tune in, and I think Anita Baker says it real good, and I'm gonna let her do it for y'all. I think it's been done no better. Check it out, y'all.
I went to bed. She spoke of a happy ending.
think Anita Baker said it the best. Fairy tales. Yeah, I think that that's kind of like what you just said, Tommy. You just said nobody has ever told us or how to have a relationship. Well, on another hand, you've been told fairy tales that somebody's gonna come and save you, and a relationship is gonna make you whole. You know, with the right person, you will be whole. But with the compatible person, I won't say the wrong person because there's not a right or a wrong. It's like the not compatible person, you know, it can be a living hell. And then you find yourself in a situation, like she just said, my fantasy is over. You know, my life must now begin. Okay? And I think that is the other side of that. Either we haven't been told anything about relationships and we found them out as we in them, okay? And now we got to learn everything. And then, or like for a caller, like the caller number two, you've been in a relationship for 20 years, and of course things evolve, they change, they go through so many changes after that time. I think the longest relationship I've been in was like maybe 10 years. And I could think of the, the different changes, that went, took place throughout the relationship. Like, what about for yourself, you know, caller number one, that's you. Have you been in a long-term relationship or have your...
You know, I was, when you were just talking about, I was just thinking about how could you say you've been in a relationship if you was the giver all the time. Really, that might be just your relationship. But that person is not in a relationship with you because they're just a receiver, you know. And when you give and take in one another, then you just in a relationship by yourself, you know. And, you know, it's just really kind of crazy because if the person's not putting anything in it, then you got a fantasy relationship that you in. And you just got an individual that comes and receives all your giving. But if they ain't putting no time and sitting down there, you ain't doing nothing constructive. They just there for, you know, reminiscing, have I really been in any kind of relationship, even if it was a bad relationship? You know, I'm just kind of like...
Just unhealthy. Maybe that just means it was unhealthy. Because like I said, at the beginning of the show, I don't know if you heard, when I first started, I said, you know, this tonight's show is all about relationships, good, bad, and ugly. Our relationships are our relationships. So yes, we can be in a good and a ugly and a dysfunctional relationship, and then not even know it. That's another part, because you don't really know it until it starts just driving you crazy, and then you're like, well, what's wrong with me or what's wrong with this person? Maybe it's not wrong with either one of you, except for you incompatible, and then at that point, nobody is willing to even give enough. You know, because in my opinion, you know, this is just my opinion, I find that it's healthy for you and your partner to have totally different interests. I mean, I think that's very sexy, if you want to know the truth. Mm-hmm. What happens is, to me, is when one try to control me and make me want to do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Right.
So,
right.
Like, in other words, say if I'm just going to make up, say if I like roller skating and, you know, my significant other don't even like roller skating at all. I mean, they just hate it. You know, they might go sometimes because I beg them. But they might like hockey, and I really hate that. So sometimes I compromise and may go to a hockey ball game or whatever, but I really don't like it. That's cool, okay? So we both have something we do, but now you just want to make me go to the hockey games. You know what I'm saying? And you don't never want to come to the roller skating. See, I got a problem with that. You know, now I'm like, see, now I'm finna get fucking crazy. I'm finna get like, oh, wait a minute. So I can do, you know, I'm feeling like you just want to control my behavior. And I think that, you know, once I start, you know, even examining that kind of behavior in myself, you know what I mean? It made me have to really, and some people are not controlling, and some people control in a passive way. So you got to be, you have to be discerning, because some of them can be real slick, like the caller said, it can be like demons, and they can be real slick and cunning, how they drive
mm-hmm.
you crazy, and you can find it like a passive aggressive type of shit, you
mm-hmm.
know, where they be real sweet, but at the same time, if you don't do what they say, then they gonna be mad at you all day. You see
right.
what I'm saying?
I've been through that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, some people hit you in the fucking head, and then some people look at them outwardly and say, oh, you know, they just really, really bad. Don't get me wrong, nobody should just be punching on nobody. But my point is, people will look at them right away and say, oh, they just really fucked up. Okay? But
mm-hmm.
what about the person who you don't do what they want you to do? All of a sudden, their ass is walking around like they don't even see your ass, or like looking
mm-hmm.
at you like they want to kill you, you know, and
mm-hmm.
those, mm-mm. See, because that hurt my spirit, you know.
Right.
So, you know, I guess what I'm trying to say is there's different types of, you know, abuses or hurts that you, you know, you get into in these relationships. But the important thing is kind of like what you said, to make sure that if I'm at least so willing to give, and even if I don't know how to receive, I need to have somebody special enough to teach me how to receive, because
mm-hmm.
I've been the giver so long.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I think that's, what'd you say, caller number two?
I agree, because my other half is the same way. He's very controlling, and I'm tired. You know, he wants to treat me like I'm 10 years old, and I'm tired. And before I get to the point of me stabbing him in his heart, I'd rather just walk away.
Oh,
wow. Because that's where it's at now. I can't even talk to him. My stomach, it turns, flips.
Ooh, that's kind of...
When you say treat me like, see, and that's what I mean about pent up hurt.
Yeah.
When you say treat
yeah.
you like a kid, when you say treat you like a child, I mean, would you is that that's how you actually be feeling? You actually feel like I'm a kid?
Yeah, like a kid. Yeah, like I'm 10 years.
And not the person.
And
the
I
person.
Can't do this. I can't fix this. I can't. Why are you doing this? Well, I want to go to Culver's and get some ice cream. I have to go to somewhere where they have better ice cream. Well, I don't want their ice cream today. I want Culver's. And
mm-hmm.
well, why you just can't go? Well, you go there. Now I don't want no ice cream, period, you know, because he just made
okay.
my perfect turn. He's just a man from hell. Satan in disguise. That's all he is, and I'm tired. And he need to get away. He need to go away. Go away, little boy.
Are y'all married? Are y'all married or what?
Well, should have been. It's been 20 years.
Oh, okay.
No.
I just was saying he's going away.
I'm tired.
Mm.
I'm not even good enough.
You sound real tired. And you talk to him and y'all can't agree in anything or... Do y'all sit down? I'm quite sure.
No, it's not no talking. No more talking. No, nothing.
No,
just
no.
Get away from me. I want to get away from you.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I can, fast as I can. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
The story of that's the glory of just get away from
now,
me.
Now I know you said that's your story, but have
yeah.
you got a plan? You got a plan? I mean, now you got to make sure you. Make this decision when you're not angry. Okay, you real angry and upset now. Excuse me. But I mean,
I don't get anymore because I'm tired.
Right. I know you're tired and I understand, but you know, see, when we emotional and crazy and this person is driving you crazy, like you said, you want to stab them in the heart with the fist. See, that's not the time you want to make a decision. Okay, you want to make a decision once you get by yourself, get calm, and then But he's a good man.
Get stabbed. The
uh-huh.
a long time ago. But he just won't go away. He's still here, so he should have been and got stabbed. There ain't no more decision. It's just point blank. So 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
Black ass woman that's tired. That's all to it. He just won't go away. He just like a fly. You know how a lingering fly just every time you tell him why you just can't give me a piece of newspaper. And you still can't get that goddamn fly. That's what he's like. A damn fly. Just get the damn way. Go away. Leave me alone. I'm tired. Yeah.
Now, Tommy, I'm glad that I can see your name on the screen in case you wonder why. I can see you sitting right here, so I hope you don't mind me just blurting your name out like that. But
okay.
I'm laughing. And the thing about this is, that is the difference. I think when women, they get frustrated, and when men are frustrated, because, you know, what you're saying is such, you know, therapeutic, because you're like, well, listen, don't you think you need to make a decision when you're, you know, rational, because you sound like you're emotional. And the thing about us, because we are so emotional, And especially if it seems like she's been going through this a little while now.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get to the point,
Ira couldn't have said it no more better. When a woman's fed up, ain't a damn thing you can do about it. Ira, you hip to Ira, Tommy?
You said what?
Kelly. When a woman's fed up, ain't a damn thing you can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's R. Kelly. That's R. Kelly. I remember one time a person told me they were so angry with their significant other that they wanted to cut them up in a bag and put them in a bunch of little pieces. You know, and I couldn't believe that I was actually hearing this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to put that person in a bunch of little pieces and put them on the side of the highway. You know, and I'm like, oh, my God. So when you hear that at face value, you be going, oh, my God. But what has happened is this person feels so powerless in their relationship, whether they can't communicate to their person the way they want to because the person won't listen. The person is not giving them a chance to express themselves, and they have something to say, and the person is invalidating them, okay? So now they're thinking about tying them up to a chair or, like, you know, I don't, like the caller just said, stabbing the person in the heart, you know, cutting the person up into little pieces. Now, these things are certainly not going to happen because they would have happened a long time ago. But my point is, when a relationship has put you there, and we all have been there, we all, if we will be totally honest, to some degree, how do we handle that? Because the next thing is, we can't just stay there. There has to be some action. Like caller number one just said, that takes place behind that. Because, you know, when you feel like putting somebody in pieces and you know they're not going to listen, or one person told me they wanted to just tie their mother up in the basement and put duct tape on her mouth and make her hear all the hurt that she had inflicted on her since she was a child, because she knew her mom would never listen. She would just say, oh, you know, F you, whatever, fuck
you. Mm-hmm.
Thing is to tie her down. Now, for somebody listening to us, they would say that you crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They'd be like, what did you say? But the person that feels powerless,
right,
feels that's the only way they can get that person's attention.
Right.
You know? Now, I don't say whether that's right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I know that it's not healthy. That's what I'm saying. I know it's not healthy. So in saying that, it becomes a matter of how do I resolve the situation.
Right.
Excuse me. On that note, you know, how do I resolve this situation? But listen, this hour done went by so damn fast that I wanted to get in some more with caller number two, because I really believe that there was just a lot there. I wanted to get some more of that emotion out, but I hope that next week that y'all will join me again, because the relationships are going to take another different turn, because it's going to get a little bit more involved, because I know that as we begin to talk about these things, we're going to begin to get healthier within ourselves and just decide how we're going to handle these relationships. You know, I'm your host, and I hate to, gosh, I just hate that this hour is gone so fast, but I'm your host, Khadija, and you are listening to our program tonight, To Liberate. Tonight, you know what's about? It was about relationships. Are you in a healthy relationship? Are you in a toxic relationship? It's all about relationships, good, bad, and ugly. So what I want to say and leave everybody to next week is I'm going to put a song on, and I hope that you all enjoy it. And this is what we all have to do in light of everything. I want to thank my guests for being on tonight and everybody that just sat there and didn't make a comment, that just listened. I appreciate you being there. Caller number one, caller number two. Thank you. So,
yeah. Okay, take care.
Yes. All right. And y'all have a great evening.
There's no reason for you to find fault in me. There's no reason for me to find fault in you. And none of us are perfect, but we are as perfect as we were created. After all, we feel the same sun, breathe the same air, live on the same earth, and under the same sky. So let's just get it right now. So I have no right to judge you, 'cause the minute I do is a reflection of how I feel about you.